Hi, and welcome to the podcast Going Down in the DM. My name's Delaney.
And I'm Maya. For today's episode, we're getting deep.
It goes down in the DM. It goes down in the DM.
Or are we?
I did not mean to say that.
Yeah, it's okay.
I
feel like we're going to get deep regardless, just because me and you, we either talk about our favorite TV show or our traumas from 7th grade.
Literally.
No in between.
If you guys can't tell by now, I feel like the direction of this podcast changes every, 3 weeks. Because we, are like, we should do this. No, we should do that. No, we should do this. And at this point, guys, we are just going to be ourselves and talk.
Yeah.
And title episodes, whatever we feel like is talked about the most. And we were just discussing before we started recording, like Delaney said, we get deep no matter what. So every episode is going to be getting deep with us and just getting to know us and just having a good time.
And I feel like it's special because we are twin flames. Mm-hmm. Like, each conversation is just an awakening in itself. Yeah. Like everything we're going through is just together. Mm-hmm. It's just brings us closer to the universe. And being on a podcast together, you guys just get to experience that with us. So
yeah,
it's different. Just bear with us.
And many people don't hang out with us, just, you know, me and you and then them. So not many people get to hear us talk. Not many people get to be in our thoughts, you know? So I feel like it is special because I feel like we're the type of people that if you're around us for 15 minutes, you're going to get something out of that conversation or you're going to feel something more. And I got so sappy in my vlog the other day. I started crying about this podcast.
What were you crying about?
I did a self-care day or whatever, and I was just telling the vlog how self-care has changed so much for me, and I was talking about our last episode, how you and I were talking about how being the person I want to be is who I am when I first wake up. I was talking about all
my God.
And I was like, and you know, no matter what, even if this podcast doesn't get millions of views, it's just me and Delaney talking, and I was like, and that means so much to me, and I was getting all sappy. True. And I was like, I feel like I grow a lot and learn something new and even change a little bit through every single episode just because of our conversations. Yeah. So weird.
No, literally. Maya was like, we should get Going Down in the DM tattooed on us.
Yeah.
I would be opposed to.
I really would do it anyway. I mean, I feel like that'd be cute. Just the initials.
Maybe I would do it. Maybe one day if we get a symbol or something.
Yeah. I don't know.
I was just
getting all sappy about it. Oh, no.
Yeah, if you guys listened to last week's podcast, you know that I way overpaid, or last week, 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, yeah.
That I paid way overpriced for my nails, so that's kind of... Sorry, I get distracted very easily. But
it's okay. Well, Delaine, we were discussing something this morning. Do you want to tell our podcast listeners what it was?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so as you guys can probably tell, Maya and I spend a lot of time on TikTok. You guys should follow our TikToks.
Yeah.
Maya's is maya.guardino.
Yeah, pretty
easy. And then my TikTok is believer554. Pretty epic name, I know. But anyways, the hot astrology topic on TikTok is that a lot of astrologists are noticing that rising signs have a lot to do with how people look.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seriously so fascinated by that because, astrology just plays so many roles in people's lives. Yeah. And I just can't believe that people do not believe in it.
I know. It's insane.
So, insane. Particularly... And the reason I know it's true is because, for me, I am a Scorpio rising. And a Scorpio rising, most Scorpios, their risings, they have, very prominent eyebrows. And then every astrologist says something different, but it always, something has to do with eyes. One astrologist said, their eyes are, it's funny. It's their eyes are telling you a secret. Or, they know something that you don't know.
Mm-hmm. I get that vibe from you. No, I know.
And then
you have that look.
Do I?
You do.
What do you want to know? Or, but another one said that Scorpio risings have eyes that you just can't look away from. So like, just like special eyes.
Yeah, I agree with that. I feel like your eyes. Well, okay. I feel like it's weird to be like, you're my favorite feature of yours.
It's okay.
But I do it's agree. Okay. Like, I think you do have like special eyes. Like, I think your eyes and eyebrows, like that section of your face is very, yeah. like, you know?
Yeah, pops. It's very, like, it's the first thing you see about me are probably yeah. my eyes because they're pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and they're like a nice shape, like cat eye.
I mean, thanks. But yeah, growing up, like, everyone always would be like, oh, those eyes. Like, wow, you have beautiful eyes. And I'm like, girl, my eyes are brown. Like, so brown, they're pretty much black. Like, they're very yeah. dark. So I was always like, y'all are crazy. Y'all are tripping. But now that I know that, like, it's just my Scorpio rising that, like, plays
guys,
into that.
Guys, my brother's calling me right now. 1 second. Oh. Devin, I'm podcasting. I know. I left a candle burning. And he's like, Maya, there's a candle.
Oh, shame on you.
Yeah, I was leaving it because when we were done podcasting, I wanted to go back and, like, smell it, you know, like, when we were done.
Yes.
I don't know. Yeah. We don't have animals, so, like, they're not going to knock them over.
Oh, God.
Unless, like, a ghost comes or something. But I hope that doesn't happen.
Sorry, you froze.
Oh. Okay, guys, we're not restarting this podcast. We're not editing it. You guys are getting the real, raw ideas of what happens while we're podcasting.
I wish I could hear, like, your reaction based, like, and then my reaction. I can't wait to hear that on the podcast. You're probably just like, oh, man.
It's like, but, 50 seconds delayed.
This is the struggles of being long-distance besties and podcast partners, so.
Yeah.
But it's okay. But my, do you
I cut
know,
you off.
What was I saying?
You're talking about your features, how you always get compliments
on your eyes.
Oh, yeah, just
the. Oh, yeah.
How perfect
and then
you
people,
are.
I know, right? And also, I'm a Scorpio, so I'm obviously the prettiest in the room in every setting.
Yep.
Just kidding, but everyone should think about themselves in that way. Anyways, yeah. Maya, what do you know your rising?
Well, this is what I've been waiting to tell you, and I've been waiting to do it while we're podcasting so I can get your
don't
reaction.
Don't tell me. I already know what it is. It's not your rising sign.
Basically, I decided to double check with my mother what time I was born.
Oh my God. I already know what are, wait, let me guess. Virgo. Is it a Virgo?
No.
Hold on. Let me guess. Taurus.
No. Why do you guess those though?
Okay. Taurus, because Taurus are very materialistic, mm-hmm. but you don't have a temper like a Taurus.
Uh-huh.
I said Virgo because you're very much a Virgo.
Mm-hmm.
That has to be somewhere in your chart.
Virgos are like a planning, right?
Like yeah, they love organization. They love things their way. Not to
yeah.
say that you're in a negative way, but you like things the way that you like them.
No, yeah. Well, no. Neither of those are correct.
What is it? Are you Scorpio rising too?
No, I'm actually lying. None of this ever happened. I just wanted to see what you're going to say.
Why would you do that to me?
Okay, wait, but actually, this all started this morning when you texted me about the... Delaney sent me a TikTok
yeah.
showing about this, the facial thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, I should double check with my mom, you know? I'm like, I just need to double
yeah.
check because something in me feels like this is wrong. Like, I'm a triple Gemini. That's crazy. So
and
I
can't see you any other way unless you're a Virgo.
Yeah, I don't know what else I'd be. So I texted my mom, and she confirmed the time, which is what I thought the entire time. So I still
yeah.
am a triple Gemini. But in my head, I was like, oh, my God. In between that limbo of, like, waiting for my mom to answer
uh-huh.
and then looking it up, I'm like, oh, my God, what if I'm not
what
a triple
if?
Gemini?
What if? You've been telling everyone.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking. I'm like, I literally tweet about it, how I'm, like, a triple Gemini. Like, Delaney and I, like, we harp that I'm a Gemini. Like, we, like, this is us, you know? And then... I'm still a Gemini, so it's fine. But in my head, I was like, I'm going to
yeah.
tell her that I'm not, and I'm going to see what she's going to say. So I've been planning this all day.
Yeah, one thing that your story, like, you tell everyone the wrong thing. One time I tweeted, I was like, haha, you suckers, I have no water sign. It's water signs in my chart. And then literally my rising sign is a water sign.
Oh, wait, but I meant to tell you. I did, like, an entire... I went on some website where it just said, like, the entire chart. And I feel like when we first found out I was a triple Gemini, I didn't look at the other stuff. But the next sign that's most heavily in my chart is Aquarius.
Really?
And I don't know this means.
It just means that we're meant to be.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, duh, but we're like, the same sign.
Also, I don't think I have any Gemini in my chart, but I have a lot of Aquarius.
Yeah. Mine is three Gemini, and then it's like Aquarius. I think I have Virgo in there somewhere. I need to do more research.
I want you to tell me what your Mars is, because everyone was like on Twitter, everyone was posting their like their charts or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was realizing that all of my friends have a Mars in Sagittarius, including me. Like, everyone that's, like, I'm friendly with and I would consider, like a friend has a Mars in Sagittarius. Like, not like sisters or anything, because, like, I didn't choose them to be my sisters. They're just my sisters. Yeah. But, like, David has a Mars in Sagittarius. Mm-hmm. Mariah, like, Madison, Pina, and even our Spesh. They all have a Mars in Sagittarius.
Okay, I'm doing it right now. Yeah, I'm doing my chart right now. So I'll tell you exactly what it is. But that's interesting.
But I wonder if you do too.
Maybe. Maybe I have something stronger, and that proves why we have this relationship that you don't have with anyone else.
True. Maybe like a...
Wait, it's like taking me a minute to read this. Sun, Gemini, Moon, Gemini, Mercury, Gemini.
Oh my god.
This doesn't have Mars on it.
It should have Mars.
Mars is Mars, a planet. Sagittarius.
See?
Oh my god.
All my friends are so that's crazy. Like, I wonder, I don't know what Sagittarius rules, but that's what I look for in friends. That's so crazy.
Wow, that is crazy. Yeah, it says my Venus is in Taurus, Mars Sagittarius, Jupiter Saturn both Gemini. Uranus and Neptune, both Aquarius.
Same.
Pluto. My Lilith.
What's your Lilith?
Aquarius.
Lilith. So is mine. Maya, why are we the same person? Lilith, we need to look into Lilith, because that plays such a deep role into like who we are and like our subconscious.
Okay,
and
wait.
We're both Aquarius.
I've been thinking that. I think that you and I work so much because our subconscious is so similar, and who we are at the core is the same, and you know how it's like who you are at the core, it like changes on the outside because of all your like influences and whatnot
and experiences.
So we've had different ones, so it makes sense why we're like different in some ways,
but we're like from our opposite sides of the country, but we're the same.
I was thinking that earlier today. I was like, that's weird, but wow.
People listening, do you see? This is like the awakenings we have every time we talk. It's crazy.
Yeah, literally every day. Okay, and I'm looking up what that thing means.
The Lilith, that means, it was like, Lilith are the things that you don't like about yourself, that you don't want people to know about you, that you want to hide from the rest of the world, but it's who you are as a person. And it's like, so aspects of Aquarius, and I'm like, that would make so much sense as to why we get along, because like, like, what if we have, like, the same insecurities? Like,
I was going to say like that basic insecurities. I feel like we do. I feel like we always are talking about the same things. Like, there's never a thing that, like, you bring up that I'm just like, oh, that sucks. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I can relate to it.
Exactly.
I feel like people be doing that. If they don't know how you feel or you have an experience, they're just like, wow, like, that's crazy.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, yesterday, me and my boyfriend, we went, blah, 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 like, huh? But, yeah, that's crazy. And also, everything we go through is at the same time. So, like, if we're having the same insecurities and we're feeling them at the same time because of, that's just how the moon is pulling the water in our bodies, gravity, all that astrology stuff.
It's crazy.
That's why whenever I'm like, oh, I had this awakening yesterday and this is how I feel. And you're like, oh my gosh, I was literally thinking about that last Monday.
Yeah.
And that's, oh my. See, this is why.
No, you and I were meant. Like, we were meant. There's no way that we were not. Like, there's no way that something didn't like force you to DM me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because
that's so
for you
random.
To reply.
Literally, because I was not replying to people. I was like, leave me alone.
No offense, but you weren't the first one I was trying to DM because I wanted roommates.
Yeah.
And so since December, I was like DMing like some like other girls. Uh-huh. And like it would just like it just didn't work out, but like it like just clicked. And then we were roommates. And at Howard, you don't get to be roommates. You don't get to pick your roommate.
You know what's weird though too?
Like everything just lined up perfectly.
Yeah. I was taking a shower while you like DM'd me. And normally, like, I don't even bring my phone in the shower and, like, I just leave it. And I wasn't, like, heavily into Twitter back then. So I feel like if I hadn't taken my phone in the damn shower with me and saw your DM right in that moment, like, I probably wouldn't have answered right away. It probably would have been, like, the next day. And I feel like when you DM someone the next day, the convo's not what it could have been.
Exactly.
It all lined up for us to meet, which is crazy.
I'm so shook how we both have a Uranus and Neptune in Aquarius and a Lilith in Aquarius.
Yeah.
I'm like a little shooketh right now.
I'm confused how you and I didn't realize this sooner though, because we definitely looked at our charts together at school.
I've never looked at your chart for real.
Yeah. That's crazy.
So it's like...
But most of my stuff is all Gemini and then Aquarius is the next one.
I wish I could like... I'm trying to like look up my chart, but I don't feel like it's fine.
Yeah, wow. we can do this later.
If you guys have best friends, compare charts. I mean, we're probably super late to the bandwagon. I feel like that's one of the first things we should have did, but
yeah. I can't believe that, though. Crazy. I'm going to look more into it, though, because I'm definitely interested.
Me too.
I just feel like I go to look into it, and then I'm like, this is too much to read. This is too much work. And
right?
I just don't do it. I'm like, someone will tell me one day what this means.
And that's what I'm waiting for. I was gonna get a chart reading from, like, this TikToker who I always see do different chart readings or whatever, and she seems really good, but... It was just expensive, so I was like, eh, I don't really care that much. I'd rather just get it for free from, like, one of my friends.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, Nia Mago, she does them, so I was like, maybe she'll
do them. Oh, really?
But, yeah, I'd rather pay her than a random TikToker.
Yeah. We should go back to the lady that I went to when we got back from school.
Yeah, to, like, my was psychic before.
I feel like she said some things that were right. Like, I want to go back. See what you have to say now.
I was afraid that I was going to get possessed. Because I'm not afraid that I'm going to get possessed. I'm afraid they're going to tell me something. And I'm going to be like, it's going to be horrible. They're going to be like,
yeah.
Like, you're going to die tomorrow.
I haven't been reading those like tarot card reading people on YouTube. I haven't been doing them. But I'm trying to get back in touch with it because... I've, like, very much, very much understood the power of manifestation. And I feel like manifesting happens, like, on its own. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it does.
But when you're actively trying, it's even stronger. Uh-huh. So probably back, like, early October when I had found out about the blue moons and all those cool moons that were happening in October, I got, like, really heavily into, like, meditating, manifesting, all that stuff. And no joke, like, I'm not even lying, I was gaining, like, 20 subscribers every single night.
Wow.
And
that's crazy.
I was manifesting a number on YouTube, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like slowly growing to it, right? And then I just went home and then I just stopped doing it. I was like, for some reason, just stopped, right? And now I'm literally at a stagnant. Like my numbers have fluctuated between literally like three numbers for like weeks now. Mm-hmm. And like, this is insane. Like, why is it just in that time that I was manifesting? It was skyrocketing, and then as soon as, like, I'm just doing whatever now, it's stagnant. That's crazy.
It's, like, it will happen eventually because you've already claimed it.
Yeah.
But when you're manifesting and actively, like, asking for it and showing, like, gratitude, it just, I don't know. I don't know what the difference is, but...
It's crazy.
Yeah, I stopped manifesting, too, just because... I was manifesting the wrong things, I feel like, in my life.
Yeah.
And, like, that's why I stopped watching tarot card readings. I stopped every time I saw something spiritual, I would scroll past it because I was doing it for the wrong reasons. I was doing it for, like, relationships and love.
I was going to say that, every time you would tell me what you were manifesting, like, in my head I was thinking, like, I wonder if she means to be doing this. You know what I mean? Because it's so powerful. At the time,
yes, I did. But now I feel like I needed to take a break to, like, really reflect.
Yeah.
And, like, what do I really want? I don't even know what I want.
Yeah.
So I have to, like, figure that out. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to start manifesting again. Because, like, you have a clear goal. And I have goals, too. But like we said in, like, the other Girl Talk, Getting Deep With Us podcast, I have more value-based goals now.
Yeah.
Like, well, not really. Like, my goal now is to travel. Mm-hmm. And I can't do that right now. Like, I physically, I could do it, but it's irresponsible of me to do it.
Yeah, so like, I don't want to manifest.
I don't want to manifest to travel and then let it happen and then be the reason why someone gets COVID. Mm-hmm. Like, that's stupid and irresponsible, even though I have the power to do it.
Yeah.
But it's like, that's what I want right now. So I just got to find a new goal.
Yeah. I think you can manifest your, like, values. Like, if you, like, are like, oh, I want to be more compassionate. Oh, I want to focus on complimenting people. You know what I mean? I feel like you could do that with manifesting. But I agree. I feel like I know I had to take a break. I felt like my entire day was just surrounded around this thing and getting to it.
Yeah.
And it's, like, partially really unhealthy. Because it's, like, no matter how much work I do, no matter how many videos I put out, if people don't want to click on it, they're not going to click on it. Like, I'm not in people's computers, like, click my video. Like, I don't know. It just got kind of unhealthy. So I'm at a much better point with it now. And, like, with Vlogmas, doing it every day, I don't really have time to be checking who watched it or the analytics.
Because
I'm too busy trying to get another one up. So
that's how I feel with work. I just feel very busy right now.
Yeah.
And, like, it's a good thing. Like, I'm glad I have something to do. Because earlier in the quarantine, what did we do? Like, there was nothing. I was so bored all the time. And I was, like, depressed.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy to, like, have a job and, like, be making money and, like, just, like, doing something. And it's just giving you more perspective on life.
Mm-hmm.
Just having, like, a responsibility again.
Yeah. I, what's it called? This is so off topic, like, really random.
It's okay.
But something just popped in my head. I bought this backpack, yesterday. Do you see?
Yeah.
I don't know what the company's called. I forgot. I think it's called, like, Grange something. I don't know. They're having 25% off. And I wanted a backpack from there for, like, a really long time. And I had bought, like, a black super dry bag back freshman year, like, I think, like, first semester or something. But then I, like, used it so much, and I would bring it, like, to all, like, my trips and stuff, and we'd bring it to, like, Disney and whatever. So, like, now it's all, like, ripped up and, like, bad on the bottom. And I was, like, so mad, and, like, I was upset. And then I found this other company, and the backpacks were, like, $300. But they're really, they're, like, really nice. They're, like, that, like, nylon material. And they have all these, like, compartments. They're just nice bags. But they were on sale. So I was able to get it yesterday for, like, $120.
And that's really good.
Yeah. I don't even know what it's called. I think it's called, like, Dane Glover or something like that. I don't know.
Okay.
And I looked it up. And it's one of the most, like, sturdiest backpacks. So I'm hoping this could be, like, my adult life backpack, you know?
Like,
wear it to, and it's, like, nicer too. So I feel like it'll go with, like, the new outfits that I'm working on. I don't know.
I like that. I feel like we're both coming into our style so well.
Yeah. Also, I cleaned out my entire closet, and you guys can't see on the podcast, but I'm going to show Delaney because we're on FaceTime. Look at all the bags back there. Do you see that?
Oh my gosh. That's literally, if I could show you my closet right now, it's full of bags, trash bags from all of my dorm clothes. Because I don't wear any of them anymore. And why do I have them? Why am I keeping them?
That's exactly what I did today. So I have four big bags of clothes. My closet is literally empty. But it makes me so excited. Because now I actually see, like, I kept things, obviously. But, like, now I actually see.
Yeah.
This is cute. I would never wear this. Like, what the heck was I thinking buying that?
Yeah.
And, well, I guess we're just going to work from there. But, yeah, I don't have any clothes anymore, like, at all.
And it's, like, it's weird because I do have a lot of clothes. I do have an obsession with clothes.
Yeah.
I do buy clothes at any convenience all the time. Like, I just buy clothes. I spend most of my money on food and clothes. Mm-hmm. So, like, but, like, this Christmas season, I'm, like, I feel like I'm not very materialistic. Like, I don't want anything. Like, I don't want any clothes. Like, I don't want anyone else buying me anything.
Yeah.
Like, when my parents asked for something, I was, like, maybe a diffuser? I don't know. I want a new one.
Yeah, I'd, like search for something.
Yeah, like, just, I had to tell them something. I told them I wanted, like, a piano. Like, a keyboard. Because I do. I do want to teach myself. But, also, like, just any other year, I would just want clothes. Like, yeah. That's all I would ask for, like, clothes and shoes. But now I'm realizing, like, I don't really care, like, to have that many. I just want things that I actually enjoy wearing.
Yeah, that's exactly what was going through my head today when I was cleaning out this closet. I'm like, it doesn't matter how many t-shirts I have if I don't feel good in any of them.
Like, exactly.
That there's no point in that. So, like, when I tell you I got rid of, like, you will be shocked. You will be shocked at my closet looks like right now.
Yeah.
There's nothing in it.
The amount of clothes she brought to the college dorm and the amount of clothes that she actually wore.
Yeah.
The proportion was very unproportional.
Yeah. And there is nothing in my closet right now, but I feel really good about it. And I feel like...
That's good. You feel free. Refreshed.
Yeah.
See, like, you don't... It's not quantity. It's quality. Especially because I've been buying more expensive clothes. Like, not expensive clothes. Yeah, I was just going to say that. But... I'm not buying Forever 21. I'm not buying H&M.
Yeah.
It's, like, clothes that are going to last me.
Yeah, I've been more into doing, like, investment things than just...
Yeah.
Like, I was just going to buy another super dry backpack. And then I actually was like, let me actually look up what's a really good brand. Because it makes no sense to buy a bag for, like, $50 to have to buy a new one $50 later. And then, like, you know what I mean? Like, might as well just buy one now. That's like
exactly. That's $100
and then not have to rebuy it later.
Yep.
I wish you guys could see everything that's happening. This has been such a funny FaceTime. I mean, a funny podcast call.
Never mind. But yeah. Even like with shoes, I used to just buy shoes just to have them. Mm-hmm. And then I'd be like, I have to keep the shoes in pristine shape. Like, I can't crease them. Like, I have to walk a certain way to make sure, like, I don't crease them. I can't scuff them if I do have to come home and, like, clean it.
Yeah.
I don't even care. Like, people think I'm crazy that I wear, like, Air Jordan 1s to work. I don't care. They're just shoes. Like, it's just, it goes back to, like, what we were talking about 2 weeks ago about, like, comparing yourselves and, like, trying to impress other people. Like, who are you trying to dress for? Like, if you are so worried about creasing your shoes, then why did you buy them?
Yeah.
And why
are you... Shoes are to be worn.
Yeah. Shoes are meant to be worn. And if you feel good about yourself, then just wear the shoes. Like, they're shoes. You can buy more. And in 10 years, you won't even remember you had them. Like, honestly.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get more shoes. So, like, it's okay. And, like I'll wear I wore Doc Martens to a corn maze. And my mom was like, what? Why are you doing that? I was like, I wore Doc Martens and a skirt, to be exact. And she's like, why are you wearing that to a corn maze? I'm like, I don't care about what we're doing and who's going to be there and other people's opinions. I felt like wearing this outfit today, so I'm going to wear it. Because what if I passed away at the corn maze? I would be wanting to wear something that I was looking cute.
But yeah. Like, doing it for you. We love that.
Right?
I feel like we've kind of taken that track, too. We have not talked about this on the podcast, but Delaney and I noticed you did it in your last Instagram, and I did it in my Instagram today.
Oh, yeah.
Just turning off comments, and it's so fun.
It feels so good.
This is going to be a podcast secret, and then a me and Delaney secret, and whoever's listening to this, you can know, too. I've decided, I don't know how long I'm going to keep this up for, but I've decided I'm only going to caption my pictures Harry Potter spells.
Okay.
Today, I did Osseo.
I was going to look that up because I was like, what does she mean by that?
It's a summoning spell. So you would say like, Asio Delaney, and you would come to me like from wherever. You just fly to me.
I just pulled you to me.
And yeah. I just feel like it's funny and like, I don't really care. It's a caption. I think it's so fun because I literally was like looking up spells and I'm like, which one do I like today?
No one looks at the caption.
No one realizes what it's going to say. I just won't put Avada Kedavra because that's like the killing curse. I won't put that. But there's so many spells that I can put. And I'm like, this is just so fun. And who cares?
That's
and the comments
cute.
Were turned
like
off. Yeah, like, who cares?
Like I was telling Maya about something the other day. And I was like, I just don't want anything to be subjected to other people's opinions.
Yeah.
Like, good or bad.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I mean, sometimes I will. Like, maybe one day I'll turn my comments back on. Or maybe one day I'll ask someone for advice on how something looks. But for the most part, we go back to Ariana Grande, our Bible.
Our queen. Are we going to say the same time?
Opinions
muted okay. For the hell of it.
For the hell
you
of it.
Say the rest of it.
Because
I like my shit.
Yes.
Period.
Yeah.
Like, duh. I like my shit.
Like,
I don't care.
No, literally, like, I like it. What do you mean? Like, you thought it looked weird. Okay, well, you don't have to wear this. Or
right?
You don't have to look like this.
Literally.
You can log off.
It's not your Instagram. Just keep scrolling.
Exactly.
I don't know. I think it's kind of fun
to be
like this too.
Exactly. Like, it shows that like I just don't care, guys. I can't stress it enough.
And it's,
but I do
like,
care. Only about
I said
myself,
again,
though.
It's fun. Like I just it's fun. Like why would I caption my picture Osseo? Or, like,
right?
Expecto Patronum. Like, people are literally going to be like, what the fuck? But I'm like,
it's fun.
I posted a picture of me and
tweeted.
Tom Felton on my Instagram story. Us edited in together. And it got over 1,000 views. People were probably sending it to each other like, what the fuck?
I posted a picture of my Harry Styles-themed lock screen on my Instagram story. And I do not care one bit. About
I think
what
I'm
anyone
gonna,
has to say.
I think I'm going to post me and Tom on my regular Instagram feed.
Do it. Who cares?
I think I'm going to do it. And I think I'm going to do, like, the love potion charm as the caption. Fuck it.
Yeah. When, what are they going to say to you? That you're weird? Okay?
No,
you obviously haven't talked to me if you didn't think that already. So.
Right? Right? Like, we know this.
There's me, Maya and I literally would just stare at each other on the yard and communicate, or we would meow or bark, or
we'd ride on scooters together.
Oh my god, I forgot about that.
Like
we
we'd hold each other
the boys'
around
dorm.
The waist.
We went to the boys' dorm and asked them to be in a trailer with us to Baby by Justin Bieber, and all of them said no, and
we still did it. I think
I
that we were
care.
Probably so annoying, but it was so fun. Like, it was fun.
But even if we were annoying, there's, like, nothing that I regret and nothing that I wouldn't do again.
Yeah, we had such a good time. Such a good time.
And also, I, like, who are they to me to say
yeah.
that I'm annoying? Like, you
yeah.
have no opinion.
And I feel like when we do come back to life together and do whatever we want to do, I feel
yeah.
like we're going to do the same things, but we'll probably do it more, like, responsibly or more, like, adultish-like.
And
but I feel like we're going to have even more fun now. Yes.
Exactly.
Because I feel like the weird things will just be, like, alone in, like, our apartments. Like,
exactly.
We might not need to run around campus to do the weird stuff. But it's just going to be like, yeah, I don't really care. This is fun.
Exactly.
This is what you're supposed to be doing in life. Acting cool and acting, like, sitting at a party, like, nodding your head and, like, smoking a blunt and being, like, the cute girl. Like, that's not fun. Like,
no.
Dance and have a good time.
I just remember all those times when we would be in our dorm making up dances and then we would hear the same song at, like, Bliss or, like,
yeah.
at a kickback and we would just stand there and look around.
Yeah.
And, like,
we
I remember
done
being
our dance.
At, there was, we were at one party and literally someone came up to me and they're like, are you all right? Like, you look so mad. And I was like, I'm literally fine. Like, I was having a great time. I was just not, I don't know. Just
yeah.
RBF in the
yeah.
club. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's not who I am.
Yeah.
I'm the type of we're the type of people to go to the World War II monument in D.C. and start tumbling.
Yeah.
Like, for no reason.
And, like, Okay, we all know the virus is a terrible thing. Like, it's obviously a travesty that, like, all this is happening. But on the flip side, I almost feel like at least you and I needed something like this, like, pulled away from Howard life to figure out who we actually are as, like, adultish type people. So then we can be thrown back into it and, like, still have a good time, but, like, know who we are. Because if we had just went home for the summer and then came back, we would have been the same people.
Exactly. I was the same person I was in May than I was in March when I left. Yeah,
exactly. There wouldn't have been any change. So as much as it sucks, and obviously you want to be on campus, and I wish people did not die. Like,
exactly. It was reflection that was needed.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of did need this. So... But crazy. Wait. Before we end this part of this, I need to say this story. I have a Snapchat memory that for some reason I saved it in my camera roll. So, like, I watch it often. And I was just holding the Snapchat record button for, like, as long as it would play for. And there's, like, 40 things in this video. You and I walking and we're singing. We're like, it's 3:34 and it's like, it's late. It's like 2 a.m. and it's crying, cold. Because you could see and we're the singing,
snow,
right?
The snow.
And then some boy, I don't even know his name anymore. He, like, comes riding on a bike, like, around the corner. And me, I'm always paranoid, especially at night. Comes riding around the corner and I'm like, oh shit, someone's on a bike. And Delaney's like, it's okay, we know him, we know him. And we're like, hey. And then I flipped the camera and turned it to him. And he's riding his bike. And he just looks at us and keep walking. And me and you just keep walking. And we're still singing. Then we get onto, like, the main part of the yard. And the clock of Founders was, like, red. And I'm like,
okay,
oh, my God, Delaney, it's red. Like, it's red. And I just kept saying it. And you were, like, just walking and not answering. And then I flipped the camera. And I'm like, Delaney, it's red. I like flipped it back and you're like, what? And then you looked up and you're like, oh my God, it's red. And then we just went back to singing. And that's what the video is.
And okay. I did that a lot.
Yeah.
Ignore you.
But it's like a minute long and it's everything in one. The singing, we were like synced headphones. We always did that and listened to music. Uh-huh. Someone coming around the corner and I'm petrified. And then we just say hi to him and he doesn't talk to us back, which
literally every night.
Then we keep walking, and I'm freaking out about something, and Delaney doesn't hear me. Then she finally hears me, and we freak out together. Then we just went back to singing. And that's what the video is. And I'm like, this sums up what we did every night.
Yep. And before you guys think I'm a bad friend, I have an attention disorder, so I can't... sometimes I just can't pay attention. Like, right now, I'm playing on my computer so I can stay focused. But anyways, but yeah... I miss those nights.
Yeah. They'll come again. We'll have them again.
Also,
but I thought that was so funny.
Can I tell them about my memories that I have multiple videos of that I sent you the other night?
Yeah, sure. It's fine.
It's so funny. Every few months, I get like a Snapchat memory of like, it's just a video of like Maya picking her nose.
Guys, I'm
and
like,
she has no idea.
It's my favorite thing. Yeah, I had no clue.
Okay, I pick my nose too. I'm not afraid to say that. Sometimes I have a booger and it would bother me way more to keep it in my nose and like breathe with it and like have the chance of it like fly out.
It bothers me to go get a piece of toilet paper and blow my nose when like I could use that toilet paper to wipe my butt. Like I'm not gonna waste paper to go into my nose when I can use my finger.
Oh yeah, I didn't even think about getting paper. Like why do that? You just flick it. You never see it again.
Yeah. Who cares?
Who knows where they all go?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's just so funny how I just have so many videos of her just like, maybe I'll make a compilation one day as a birthday, maybe for your 20th. It would just be every like nose picking and like nail eating. Cause she also would like, I have like these videos and it's like, Maya, someone's hungry. And that's like the caption and just her eating her nails or like biting her nails.
Do you remember in David's room, for some reason my hand was so itchy and like, my fingers just couldn't itch it, and I started biting my hand, like gnawing at my hand.
She was just like, like on her hand, the back of her hand, and I was like, "What are you doing?"
It was so itchy.
So like itchy.
Good times. Oh, good times.
That reminds me. We just have so many Snapchat memories. I wish you guys could see it. I would never post them because I don't know what type of profession we're going to go in the future. Yeah. So I don't know if I want that on the internet. But maybe if you guys hang out with us.
You can see them.
You guys can see that.
Or, like, if you're hanging out with us, you'll just see it in person. You don't have to see a video. Because all these things happen often.
There's a TikTok trend going on right now where it's like me and my best friend, like, asking, like, why don't we have more friends? And then it's, like, also us. And it's, like, the best friend and them, like, doing something weird. But, like, most of the time on TikTok, it's, like, the best friend's doing something shady. So it's, like, nobody will want to be friends with shady people. Uh-huh. Like, Gigi Hadid and Kendall Jenner did it. And it was, like, a picture of them, like, doing the middle finger. But I feel like if we were to do that trend, it would just be us, like, doing something weird. Like, dancing.
Because we're not shady. Like, not at all. Obviously, we talk about people. Like, we share our opinions.
Obviously, we talk about people.
Like, I don't even mean... I feel like I don't even want to call it talking about people. Because I feel like you and I never sit down and we're just like, ugh, look at that girl.
Oh, my God.
Like, we just share our opinions. Weird. Like, when our opinions come, we are just like, oh, did you peep or whatever. So, like, we're not shady ever. And we're, like, the nicest people. People would be like, this boy was so freaking mean to us and, like, rude. And we literally just, like, laughed and kept walking. Like, if we were mean and shady people, we would have, like, cursed him out or something. But, like, I don't care to make a scene.
Multiple people have been so rude and ignored us. And we just, we're just, like, and then they ask us to hang out. We're like, yeah, of course. Come over.
Yeah.
But regardless, this was a nice little chat.
Yeah, this was a fun episode.
I realized we're more twin flames than I thought.
Yeah. This one in every way, which direction, but you guys got a good overview of what our normal combos happen, like, what they go like.
So funny. All right, well, thanks so much for watching. Don't forget to like, share, and rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts.
Yep, 5 stars. You heard the girl.
And also, none of you guys DM us, so...
You must hate us. They're like, yeah, can actually we do.
Do people listen this far into the podcast?
I don't know. If you made it this far, well, DM us a heart and we will give you $1. Like, actually.
Actually, we'll give you a shout out on our main account.
Okay. No, yeah, for real. We'll, like, post your picture.
And be, like, I actually will. Like, I don't
follow.
Care.
Follow. Yeah, we will. That's actually a really good thing. Yeah, follow. If you're listening right now, DM us. We will give you a shout out.
Say
on both DM of our accounts.
DM us a palm tree emoji if you have, if not, if you don't have a phone like that, if you're on your computer, DM us a smiley face at going down in the DM on Instagram, and we'll shout you out on our main account, so.
Yeah, and it'll be a full shout out, like a really good DM one. Us. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for letting us talk into your ears today. We appreciate your time.
For 43 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Happy listening. Bye.